There's been quite a bit of discussion about Virginia's teacher shortage in recent years, but as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, that's not the only staffing problem facing Commonwealth schools.
Right. This is a story by Anna Murad, a reporter with the Winchester Star up in the Shenandoah Valley. The school counselors in the middle and high school level are pretty much overwhelmed right now with an increase in children seeking counseling for depression. The American School Counselors Association recommends a ratio of 250-1, and that is being exceeded in every school in that area. In one school, Evandale Elementary, it's twice. It's 500-1.
And David, this comes at a time when the need for counselors is increasing.
The story cites some statistics that say that teens and children suffering from clinical depression has grown by over a third in the last decade. And so this is something that the people on the front lines and as school counselors are trying to deal with.
And how are they dealing with it?
Well, there's talk in one jurisdiction of building a new elementary school, so that should help reduce the size of that school and hopefully bring things in line. The other thing is just hopefully they'll try to find some more resources. The school superintendent says right now we're asked counselors to do everything. It's almost impossible, he said.
Winchester isn't alone. A 2015 survey by the American School Counselor Association showed there were 318 students for every counselor in Virginia schools. Virginia has almost, but not quite, abolished the car tax on a couple of occasions. But David, even though the tax is still on the books, some people don't get around to paying it. And that brings us to our next story.
Yeah, this story is by Matt Chittum of the Roanoke Times. And in Roanoke City, it falls upon Evelyn Powers, the city's elected treasurer, to collect the taxes. The city has $8.2 million in outstanding personal property taxes that she's trying to collect. So she's considering taking a step that several other treasurers have taken, and that is towing cars away. The process will be if she'll send a letter out and letting them know this is going to happen. If people don't respond, then they're going to have to take more action. There's some localities actually sell the cars, seize the cars, impound the cars. So Roanoke is going to move along those lines and try to improve its tax collection rate, which is at 94%.
Of course, as the story points out, there are people who literally don't have the money to pay their car tax. And Powers says she's willing to make allowances in cases like that.
Exactly. People who call up and explain their economic situation, they just can't afford it, she's more than happy to work with them. The city of Roanoke will work with them to work out a payment plan and remove the threat of any towing away. But it's those people who don't respond that will face this possible action.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.